somebody who's doing something beautiful for the community is Drew Thomas. Drew Thomas from DP Sports. He's trying to help the student athlete, the high school student athlete. If you have aspiration of dreams of playing on that next level, nobody keeps you more in depth and gives you more real knowledge than Drew Thomas does. His DP Sports is having a special workshop and seminar this coming Monday, February 18, 2019, from 6 to 7:30 at the building 505 at 505 Bayshore Avenue here in Mobile, Alabama. Drew, good morning, and thanks for joining us this morning on the Prep Sports Report.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing outstanding, Drew. I know you do so much to help young high school student athletes in this community. Look no further than National Signing Day. There was a Spanish Fort Toro who made a big decision, and when I was looking at the pictures on AL.com, I saw him, he's standing right next to you, confiding in you about some of the decisions he was getting ready to make, and DJ James from Spanish Fort. But your son plays college football, had an opportunity to play for Tuskegee, but you want to help so many other young people reach their goals and aspirations of not just playing at Power 5 schools, but getting into school. Tell us about the workshop that you have coming up this coming Monday.
Well, this workshop is just basically about making sure that athletes, student athletes, parents, they all understand the process of the recruiting aspect and what really goes on, how to be realistic about their kids' athletic ability, academic ability, and just understand that getting an education doesn't matter where you're at. It's just about getting an education. And if these kids could get a couple extra years to play the sport that they really love, then that's the opportunity that we hope to provide for them.
I know this is an opportunity, again, to where it's a workshop that's not just for the young student athletes. It's for the parents as well, because it's so very important that parents get involved with the decisions that their kids are going to make, not just relying on the college or the high school coach to make the decisions for them. The more you know, the more you grow, and the further you go in that situation. I know you're going to talk about the importance of the ACT, the importance of social media usage, and so many other small tools that can help these student athletes get scholarships.
I mean, you have to. We're living in a world where social media and things like that can either make or break you. They could take your career to the next level, or they can plummet your career. So athletes have to understand how important social media is. Parents have to understand how important it is to make sure that their kids are doing the things that they need to do in the classroom, on the field, being leaders. Learning how to be a teammate, learning how to be a team player, and also just the aspect of just hard work. And to be, like I said, man, it's just about being totally honest with your kid. I knew in the ninth grade, I told my son, hey, look, man, we're going to a HBCU. And don't get me wrong, I went to a HBCU. I love my HBCUs, but I also knew the reality that my son was only going to be 5'9.5", 5'10". He wasn't going to be the strongest guy or the fastest guy. And I knew the recruiting process, and I knew we could play on that level. We could play that level at a high level, and that's what he's doing right now today.
You look at this situation, it's going to be presented by DP Sports this Monday from 6 to 7:30 at Building 505, located at 505 Bayshore Avenue right here in Mobile, Alabama. Again, that's this Monday from 6 to 7:30 at Building 505, located at 505 Bayshore Avenue. Tell us how people can reach out to you and get in touch with you to learn more. Follow you on Twitter, follow you on Facebook, how they can learn not only more about this event that you're putting out, but how other parents can reach out to HBCUs and other Division II and III and NAIA schools and obtain scholarships.
You can reach me through email at dpsportsgroup@gmail.com. Once again, that's D as in David, P as in Paul, sportsgroup@gmail.com. My phone number is 251-436-9441. When it comes to reaching out to different HBCUs, D2s and D3s, the biggest thing is starting early. You have to really start early. A lot of people don't understand this recruiting thing actually starts 7th, 8th grade. You know, the more you start, you know, promoting your kid at a younger age, the better chances they have as they get older. our HBCUs, our D2 programs. Right now, I'm working with a lot of HBCUs and D2 programs, and we're trying to get them to come into this area and really come in and come get some good kids. You got University of Cumberland. They came down. They got probably 13, 14 kids out of the Mobile area. You know, that's a school way in Kentucky. You know, you got Huntington College. They came down here and got a lot of kids. You know, for me to see a school like Bethel, see a school like University of Cumberland to come to Mobile and grab as many kids as they've grabbed, and you have schools right up the road, you know, Alabama State, Alabama A&M, Tuskegee, you have Huntington, you have Faulkner, you have all these other schools that's right in state, and you have a school coming, you know, 7-8 hours away, and they're grabbing some of the best kids in this city, man. And, you know, to me, that's kind of, I just don't see how that's adding up to see a school come that far and grab as many kids, and you have schools right up the road 2-3 hours, and they're not even coming down here doing that. So for me, we have to change the dialogue. We have to work with these schools. We all have to come together and build some type of, you know, like I said, dialogue where we are getting more kids out of this city and other cities in this state and staying in state, going to some of our good schools within this state.
And I think that speaks volumes on what you're trying to do. Again, that's going to be this Monday, February 18th from 6 to 7:30, located at Building 505 at the 505 Bayshore Avenue right here in Mobile, Alabama, from 6 to 7:30. It's a workshop, a seminar, to where you'll be talking about the importance of social media skills as well as ways to get your student-athlete academically and athletically prepared to be recruited by Division I, II, III, and junior college. So, Drew, just want to thank you. How can people get in touch with you again?
Like I said, you can email me at dpsportsgroup@gmail.com. My telephone number is 251-436-9441. You can reach me on Facebook at Andrew Thomas. And other than that, anybody else that knows me, you can get in contact with them through me. But I just want to help as many kids as we can in this community. I appreciate everything you do, Corey. You and the guys at the radio station, it means a lot to me that you guys always support whatever I'm trying to do in the community. And it takes a village to raise these kids. It's going to take a village of us to get them to college.
I agree.
Who really want to get there and they're really doing the things they need to do to get there, I think it's somewhere for them to play. We just got to find that place for them.
And that's going to be the biggest thing, Drew. Thank you so much
for your
time this morning.
Thank you so much.
And we'll talk to you very soon. That's Drew Thomas talking about his DP Sports program that's coming up this Monday from 6 to 7:30 at the 505 building. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on the Prep Sports Report.